Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They had problems with the snap here.
Again,
and they're fortunate to
get
it
back. They
line
up for the tush push, and the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything to Commanders when they do this.
That was Luvu.
Yeah, he timed up one earlier that was perfect. But this one not so much.
It's tough to say goodbye, Hugh. It is tough to say goodbye, but I think that's what's happening here. Gut feeling, the tush push is gone. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the NFL tables the vote because they're cowards, and they knew yesterday if they voted, it would have went the Eagles' way. I think this thing is gone. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, and about an hour from now, we'll check in on the Cowboys, who are having all sorts of drama as usual down there. But I saw this, and it really hit. So I heard Goodell yesterday talking about this, and it felt like, all right, if Goodell wants this out, or Goodell is speaking on behalf of the owners and they want it out, we're in bad shape here. And then I saw this today from Albert Breer. In his Sports Illustrated article, he wrote that the vote wasn't particularly close to getting the 24 votes yesterday needed to ban the push play, and that Goodell and the competition committee forged ahead toward May tells me that the commissioner wants the play banned in some way. And repeat that again. Albert Breer covers the NFL Sports Illustrated. He wrote, yesterday's events tell him the commissioner wants the push play banned in some way. Hugh, if it's that simple, if Goodell wants it out, he's going to get it out. I mean, he's in charge. Whether or not he says, hey, you vote my way on this, and I'll give you something you need down the line. Like, he's going to get his way if that's what he wants.
Well, see, I don't see it that way.
So you think they'd vote against him if he's trying to persuade them?
Well, I think that he's a puppet to a certain extent. And all due respect to Roger Goodell, but I mean, hell, you're making the type of money you're making, man, and you know, you're beholden to the owners.
That's his job.
That's what you're supposed to do. So I don't say that trying to be disrespectful. It is what it is. He's a mouthpiece. I think this is being pushed by other people on the competition committee that have a lot more pull. And the name that comes to mind for me is Rich McKay.
Who used to be a football guy, not anymore.
Like, Rich McKay has been very vocal in certain innovative changes to the NFL over the past couple of years. When I was in Atlanta, I remember him talking about it. And I always went away from those conversations feeling like he had a lot of pull in that room. I think it's that. I think that there are enough people that don't like the aesthetics of the tush push. Mm-hmm. That they don't feel like it's football. That's where this is going. You got to listen to what's being said. You know, like they're trying to ban it under the guise of injuries. That dog ain't hunting. Like that's a fact. That dog is not hunting. So now, you know, you have to figure out a way to, because they've alluded to it. you're trying to buy yourself time to better prepare yourself for a better argument.
I think they're going to rewrite the proposal so they convince more
people.
That's
what that was. Joe, that's what that
was. You don't
was.
Like it this way. What if we change this wording here? Will you vote our way?
That's what that is. See, you've talked to enough people in this where semantics has been suggested. Because you say Coach Harbaugh was like, hey, well, what are you talking about? How are you wording it? Because it's all careful in the wording. And your argument that you brought to the table, you didn't have a leg to stand on. Mm-hmm. So you bought yourself some time, right? So now you're going to go back. See, I long thought this. You're going to go back and you're going to reword it in a way that people will understand it better and say, well, you know, you can't do this, and then they're going to try to ban
it. So in Breer's column, he did write that 20 teams were interested in seeing what the old rule looked like in 2004 before they changed it.
That's what they did.
So that means 20 teams are intrigued by what it used to be. That means if you got 20 that are intrigued, you don't need many more to cross that line.
Semantics.
Yeah, it is. You know what else I realized? Rich McKay and
got a lot of
Roger
pool.
Goodell, they must be listeners to the Midday Show because they know how to filibust somebody.
Hold up. What are you talking about? I feel attacked. I don't filibust, man.
Well, come on.
I don't filibust.
Yes, you do.
Every day.
I don't. Shout out to the dude that's in Newark, though, Phil. He getting his filibust on, though. We don't talk politics, but I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's a long filibuster.
I think he's still doing it.
Yeah, he might be. Get some sleep soon. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot going on here. If you've seen the snake crawling around, slithering around Philadelphia, please let us know. Because it's
man,
on
who
the...
let that snake go, man? Seriously.
Well, if you're the person who did
going
that,
around
call
eating,
us.
Eating puppies, eating people, dogs.
Eating dogs.
What do you think he's going to get food from, Joe?
Mice, I thought.
Well, if somebody's dog get caught slipping, then guess what?
How do mice fill that thing up, man? That thing's huge.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm not trying to be morbid. I like animals.
I know, but you're scaring people now. Their dogs
are going to
get
eaten. No, I'm not trying to scare them, but if it's a snake running around in the city, you don't expect to see a snake in the city.
What kind of dog do you think the snake could take down?
Any kind of dog that it wants.
Any kind of dog?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me the snake could take down a German Shepherd. Eat it.
Probably. Dude. Remember in Florida?
I don't know about the German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, the snakes eating. And hey, snakes eating alligators, dog. What y'all talking about?
So the snake could eat you, then?
Ain't going to eat me because I'm not going anywhere the snake's going to be.
I don't think that's really up to you.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's outside.
No, man, listen. Nah. Snake ain't going to eat me because I'm not going to be in the snake's area. I'm not going to be on his playing field.
What if it's outside the door when you leave?
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
It's in our playing field. Our home field advantage is over.
Why are you trying to scare me, Kyle? It's not working.
I am going
to. But now when I walk up to the car.
My head's on a swivel as I walk to the car now, just looking for this thing. All right, let's go to Spike in Bristol. I think she's going to help us with the hoagie situation. What's up, Spike?
Well, I did offer to go buy Kyle the hoagie because my next stop was Wawa, and while I was in line at Wawa, so I had to take my phone in.
But is it the Wawa that knows my dad?
Yeah,
because
that's
a certain
Wawa.
So
that makes they make the scrapple
hoagie. No. Stop. So they were all laughing when Hugh said a snake walking around the city. The whole line broke out in spontaneous laughter. So anyways.
Got the visual of this thing walking around.
But here's Tyler tried to say snakes don't walk. I do that. I kind of embellish stories about it a little bit.
You do have to catch the visual. But I am here to tell you that when Kyle inputted me, he said, "What do you have for Hugh's clues question?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "All the other good ones have been taken. I'm gonna say he's afraid of snakes."
Oh, you had it.
So I said it. So I had it before Gary.
Oh. Well, anyway, Gary was in line before you, so.
And
that's not
and
really
Kyle
how that works.
I blame Hugh for this.
All right, you know what? If we're gonna air out business,
she rubbed Kyle.
No, because she yelled at me
He's
when I tried
to help you.
I asked her if she was ready, and she was like, "You should have put me on before Gary." That's not how this works. I didn't know what Gary's answer was gonna be, so Gary was ahead of you. You lose the contest, Spike. I mean, sorry. That's
Spike,
how this works.
I think Kyle's in his feelings because his dad yelled at him.
I am not trying to butt in line. I'm simply
Well, you are.
Saying,
I mean, you yelled at me for it.
You're my witness, and I had the answer before Gary. Anyway.
Spike, do you think... Oh, yeah, you can. But I think I think Kyle's, Kyle's projecting. Kyle's projecting anger because his dad yelled at him.
Anybody can get it. Everybody's equal
opportunity. I said that as a mother of seven men, that I don't think it was appropriate that, you know, that Kyle's dad said all those horrible things about him on the air. But, I mean, you know, anyway, said, why didn't you hang up on him? And Kyle was such a man that he said, no, I wouldn't do that. So he's a man. So anyway, there you go, Kyle. Anyway, so here's what I want to say. The NFL is not men. They are cowards. Mm-hmm. They are creeps. And Roger Goodell is the biggest head creep of them all. And I know they're just... Witch hunt was a good word, Hugh. Witch hunt was the perfect word. And it's a witch hunt. They want to get rid of the tush push. And I hope Nick comes up with another way to run this play that doesn't involve the push, but that they can reinvent it and say, up yours, buddy. That's what I have to say.
Stick it to him, Spike. I agree with you. They are creeps. We've gone from cowards to creeps, the NFL, for doing this to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is a witch hunt, as Hugh tried to explain earlier. A total, complete witch hunt.
I say witch hunt.
I'm not sure, but that's okay. And I understand Spike being frustrated with all this, but you know the line goes the way it goes on the phones here. Again, and Kyle's just having a tough time because his dad yelled at him on the air again. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, you try having that happen to you.
You got to stop stealing the Scrapple hoagies from your dad.
I mean, didn't touch the Scrapple. It doesn't even sound good.
Just go get him a Scrapple hoagie.
You know what my best part of the day was, like, since we're here, is when Joe almost said a cuss word. I'm rubbing off on
you.
Things are going to go off the rails if he starts cursing.
I got to rein this in, man.
To rein it in.
Because I'm, like, the meetings have changed. Like, full disclosure. I'm in the meeting. I feel like I'm at the Sailors. I'm at the bar. I gotta rein it in, man.
You know whose fault this is?
Too comfortable.
Your algorithm.
Yeah.
Your algorithm is rubbed off on all of us. I mean, here's the problem. This show started with you yawning on the air. Can we hear this again? You're yawning on the air.
No, that's Spike's fault. It's Mike's fault.
Come on now, let's hear this.
All right, we got the yawn.
We're at a 17-game regular season. We're going to 18 games, but he cares about player safety.
It's so disrespectful.
It was like a grizzly bear.
It's the audible yawn.
I know.
Man.
And it was so loud, your mic was off. That was my mic it picked up.
No.
It's disrespectful.
And I didn't know everybody could see me. I'm mad at that. That's the who's the guy that does the camera? I forgot his name already. He's been working with us for like a week, 2-3 weeks.
Max,
that's your fault. We're going to talk tomorrow in the meeting.
Max didn't do anything. Max doing his job.
Max, you got to tell you. I told you. Max. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Max. It's on you, Max.
He was like an A-list actor who blames the cameraman when he screws up a line.
Hey,
this is unbelievable.
I don't do it. Max, that's Max's fault.
You're becoming a diva with these cameras.
First of all, you wanted his name to Max.
You know what it is.
Who's been with us for weeks. And then you're blaming Spike because you don't buy that he can do the push-ups.
I talked to Max this morning. Yeah, I did.
We talk to Max every morning. Yeah, he sits right next to us.
It's y'all fault too, man, because I got to wear clothes every day now.
No, my fault.
That's a lot. It's a lot getting up in the morning.
Hold on a second.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to wear to work.
You're wearing a hoodie.
And some jeans.
I know, but... Imagine being someone out there that has to get up every day and wear a suit to work.
Shout out to all the dudes and females that have to wear like
real jobs
that have to dress up every day.
And they're on their lunch break right now.
I commend you.
And listening to you complain about putting
crying,
a red hoodie on today.
Crying
like a baby.
Like a big old baby. And don't feel bad about it at all. And not shamed at all. Not at all. Don't feel bad.
You have not been shamed in this show in a full hour since someone said you were afraid of commitment.
Yeah, that, and you know what? Full disclosure, since we're here,
mm-hmm.
Got a text earlier from Jeff McClain, because obviously he heard the show yesterday, and he asked me to come on his show Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Probably going to flame me.
Well, you flamed him yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't flame him. I said he's a good reporter. A little dry.
And I think most agreed with you. Jeff's personality, he does podcasts here.
But Jeff's a good dude.
But he's a good reporter.
And I felt like I owed it to Jeff.
To go on his podcast.
To go on his podcast, since I did talk about him.
So you're going to go on there and liven it up a little bit?
Well.
You're going to catch yourself? You're going to dump a button on you?
Douglas? I've listened to Jeff's podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow suit. I'm eat a bunch of crackers. For my mouth could be all dry and parched.
You're just digging it deeper now. You're just digging it deeper.
Hey, listen, I'm already here. I'm here. I don't know what. I'm at his mercy. I agree to go on the show.
He's going to play you.
So I might as well lean into
it. He's going to crush you.
So my mouth could be all dry.
Going to bring up those games where you had zero sacks.
Yeah, he's going to let me have it.
Yep. All your failures. Steve is up next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on?
Real quick, before I get to the tush push thing, mm-hmm. do not Google what's loose in Philadelphia if you're really scared of a lot of things.
Oh, no. I might do this.
There.
You know I'm going straight
to
we're
both going
to
Google this right now. All right, go ahead, Steve.
So the tush push thing, it's definitely looking like it's going to get canceled. I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. I do think the O-line is going to have enough to still get those fourth and short, but it's part of their game plan, and it kind of stinks how all that's working out. I don't know if the NFL is just out against Philly, but looking back, like, didn't they make a rule about the whole Harold Carmichael thing back in the 70s about because he was so big and so tough? I don't know if Hugh knows anything about that.
No, but I know Harold was before his time, though. He was one of the bigger receivers in the NFL at the time.
Yeah,
He was the tallest receiver in the NFL, wasn't he?
I just feel, Steve, whether or not it's a Philadelphia thing or it's just particular right now because the Eagles are the best team, it's unfair. Like, they're obviously singling out a team for being successful at something, and they have no leg to stand on. Like, these have been the weakest arguments for getting rid of something like this I've ever heard. It's a joke.
Oh, it's a huge joke. I agree. It's almost like they enjoyed us being the punching bag of the NFL for all these years, and now that we're good, it's like, hey, we can't have this. But I don't know that the organization does such a great job with money and finding players over the last few years. I mean, I'm 38, and I never imagined seeing one, let alone two.
Yep.
And to have what we have as a fan, it's awesome.
Well, I'm the same age, Steve. It's remarkable. I remember when I was very young, the idea of the Eagles being the gold standard or the best team or like one of the two or three best teams, that was crazy. I mean, that's not what they were, you know, in the early, mid-90s at all. And here they are now. Steve, good phone call. Yes, Hugh, I don't know if it's a witch hunt against the Eagles for being good, but I do think there's a lot of people jealous of the Eagles in the NFL. And that might be guiding this. Like, if you can't beat them, try to knock them down a peg, and this is a way to do it.
Well, I think it's Coach Sirianni and the Eagles.
Angle is interesting.
I think because I look at it like this, and I've heard this through some NFL circles and some people that I've talked to, that they feel like Coach Sirianni isn't a good coach, number one, and they feel like anybody could coach this roster. You know, that has been said about Coach Sirianni.
So it's like a screw him.
Yeah, it's like not the brightest coach. And I'm saying this is what other people have echoed to me.
The first
not
part really, of being smart is knowing what
not
to
really
do.
Not really liked around the NFL.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
First part.
And arrogant. Some of the things that he does is
I don't
not,
give a shit.
Yeah, all of that. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And I listened to it, right? Because he doesn't fall into lockstep with what people feel a head coach should be. We've heard people on the station say that about
him. I have felt that for a long time. Before I became a born-again Sirianni guy, I felt
that. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Because, and I'll tell you this. When I first heard him in his press conference and I heard how he got the job, I didn't like Coach Sirianni.
What, he wore a polo?
He wore a polo. He didn't get dressed up. And they dressed down to accommodate him. What job interview do they do that at?
Did they dress down when you wore a suit?
Hells no.
No, I didn't think so.
They took my key card and told me, go, peace out, and escorted me out the building. But it was that. And then when he got in his press conference, he didn't sound like he was that fluid in football. But you don't have to. Hell, I don't sound that fluid on the radio station for the most part, most days. It's all right.
Those, but I can't even get it out now.
You have to look at it differently because there's not one way to do things. And Coach Sirianni has proven that. And he deserves everything that he's getting right now. And some people just, they can't think outside the box. They resent that.
Did you say it's ambiguous? It's
ambiguous. Ambiguity.
And the ambiguity.
I be making up new words all the time that people like use in the lexicon.
Are you a trendsetter?
Yeah, a little bit.
Trendsetter. All right.
I think my favorite, the one that you made up, is hoobaloobaloo.
Hoobaloobaloo. Hullabaloo or hoobaloobaloo.
Was that supposed to be hullabaloo?
Hoobaloo. No, you know what it is? Like
hullabaloo.
The video game that I play, it's a grenade launcher called the Hullabaloo. And I was thinking about, I was incorporating some of my...
Is this part of your clan?
In the clan.
Okay. Always.
Everybody, now everybody on YouTube is talking about, clan, what is this? What does he mean? My clan, like, I played Destiny. Well, I haven't played in a while.
Glad you're
matter of fact, my clan. Yeah. My clan members are asking why I haven't been playing the game in a while.
Again, let's make sure where you heard that was...
clear.
Hugh said that, not
be
me.
Clear.
Hugh said that out loud. Okay. Before we go any further, can we hear Kyle Brandt, who's echoing a lot of what we said today? The reasoning for all of this stuff is baloney. Here's Kyle Brandt. Good morning, football.
Don't show up to the tush-push gunfight with the pocket knife of injury concerns. Because if you do ban the tush-push, then instead of Jalen Hurts pushing his way into the end zone, he's going to turn and hand it to Saquon. The old-fashioned running play at the goal line has a higher injury risk than the tush-push. Doesn't look like football to me. It's because it's kicking your ass in football. That's why you don't like it.
He's dead right. I mean, the arguments this week from Rich McKay, from Sean McDermott, from Roger Goodell were laughable. I mean, yeah. If I'm the Eagles, I go home annoyed because they didn't come with anything, and yet they're going to rig this to get the votes they need.
That's the most irritating thing to me, Joe. And that's why it's upsetting. It's because you're not talking about – you're talking about nothing. You're talking about your feelings. Just say I don't like it because it doesn't look like a football play. I can respect that. Even though it sounds stupid, I can respect that.
I can respect stupid if you have passion behind it.
Yes.
I mean, we do that every day.
Calvin, this is about you beat me to it.
That's WIP.
Stupid passion every day.
That's exactly what we do.
10-2.
That's the show. I mean, that's what we do.
We should coin that phrase.
Stupid
passion.
Yeah. I mean, we could save people a lot of
effort. We need to get that on the shirt.
Yeah, stupid passion.
Stupid passion.
You could wear it.
WIP.
And you don't have to worry about what you're wearing.
Yeah, no, I just wear the shirt. Stupid passion.
So are you good with wearing more bright colors now? Or do you miss your darker shirts?
You see, this was the Ohio State. Somebody, this was a gift. Mm. Ohio State.
The new title.
Yeah. So I had to, I'm still workshopping my outfits. Okay. I'm working on it. It's I got time. Well, tomorrow might be a little look like I'm on a Death Row album tomorrow because I don't got that many light hoodies.
Okay, you got your outfit planned for tomorrow already?
I gotta start dressing like a drunk grown up man. I gotta wear like jeans and stuff.
Again, most grown-ups, I don't think
that's not a big deal.
Jeans are just regular clothes. You wear pajamas to work, so it's a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to all your takes here on the Tush Push. What's your gut feeling right now? Is it gone? I think it's gone. I think what happened yesterday, shelving this for a month, Goodell speaking, the passion lure head, it all points to this thing's getting banned. And I think we've seen the last of Tush Push. Where do you come down? What's your gut saying? Staying or going? We'll get to the latest Cowboys drama in the 1 o'clock hour. Because things there are going from bad to worse. On the other side, though, you know what time it is. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. That's the next Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel once I find the paper. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week. And whether you're in basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost tokens over the weekend. Tonight, Colorado's throwing a lefty. How about Torpedo Bat Boom tonight to go deep? And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.